Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Did you know that the Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed mortgage bank? It's all in-house. Lower rates and faster turn times. Just a few reasons how we're knocking out the competition. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
What are you doing this weekend, Charlie?
I have a wedding to go to tomorrow.
Is it in the greater St. Louis area?
Yes. I don't know where it's at, but it's in St. Louis.
Do you have separate suits that you don't wear on the air that are like your social gathering suits, or is it all interchangeable?
I have about five suits, but three of them I bought back in the day, and they're three button, and I feel like you can't even wear those anymore.
Steve Harvey does.
Yeah. So I guess I have three suits that I currently wear, but I have a lot of different sport coats. I like to go with more of the sport coat and a nice slack or
a nice pant.
Aren't you more comfortable? Khakis and a nice maybe navy blue sport coat. Maybe a little pattern.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. We're white.
There is nothing as comfortable as being in, say, 85 degree humidity in Miami covering a baseball game and wearing a suit.
That's tough.
That's fun.
That's why I like when you guys go with the more casual, the three button polo look. That's fine for a baseball game.
I'm a foot soldier. These decisions are made at a high level.
Tim, Gleason was only released in 9 states. Is that bias?
I think it is bias. It's probably that Sean Hannity behind it.
No!
So Sean Hannity texts into our show, is Jim Cantore's rolled up sleeves? That's what you're telling me. What states would that be, Charlie? New York, California, Florida.
Louisiana.
Illinois, Texas, Louisiana. I agree with you. Colorado, Washington? He's from Washington.
I'm sure that's really interesting. I didn't even hear about it.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be heartbreaking, but it's supposed to be a beautiful, beautiful movie. The backstory, for the record, because I talk about this like everybody knows what I'm talking about, and it's kind of like when I talk poker hands, and I recognize that's not the case, of course. Steve Gleason is, you know, kind of a David Freese figure in New Orleans. The first game back in the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina was a Thursday night or Monday night game against the Falcons, and he blocked a punt. It was returned for a touchdown, and that was like a signature moment considering what had happened with Katrina and the Superdome. And within a handful of years after that play, he was diagnosed with ALS, and he at that moment decided to, when his wife told him that she was pregnant with their first child, first and only child, that he would document his life to be able to communicate with the child, knowing what was going to happen. So I don't know if you ever saw the movie, I think it was in the early 1990s, called My Life with Michael Keaton, which was, of course, fictitious. This sounds like a nonfiction documentary-style version of that. But Gleason, even before becoming a global spokesperson for the fight against ALS, was already a beloved figure in New Orleans and among his teammates because of his personality. Then for this to take place, I'll tell you, I don't know. That ALS, man, I don't know if, I mean, it's like, what does it matter to like rank the toughest diseases, because everybody has different experiences with pick your poison. But that's just absolutely brutal, because the mind's still functioning and the body that was, you know, just a handful of years before, in his case, a professional athlete, but, you know, the regular person just starts collapsing on you. My God. So it has just been absolutely praised. They weren't even sure it was going to go anywhere. Just they showed it at the Sundance Film Festival, and it went, you know, Peter King wrote about it. It was just so amazing that it got to a point now that it's being released, but at this point, just a small release. I would imagine it'll get to, like, you know, Plaza Frontenac would be my guess is where it'll wind up being in St. Louis, and hopefully even wider showings of that.
If I'm not mistaken, it was Gleason doing the behind-the-scenes filming and the documentary that exposed the Bounty Gate, because I believe they caught the audio.
Yes, indeed. You are correct, sir.
The D coordinator, yep, which I can't remember his name right now, Greg Williams, when the film crew was in there just to do this documentary.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that goes back 4 years. That was 2011-12. When I see you in Chicago, Tim, can we make out and make all the broads jelly? That's Stephen Wilde. See what I mean?
Usually that's...
That's for Doug.
That's for Doug.
I guess these guys just have to have their gay yearning satisfied in whatever way, and I'm plan B.
I don't know. Yesterday, you get all these friend requests from the listeners. Most of them are great. I know there a lot of them are joking around. One of them posted something, a picture, and then it was just a really graphic message to me. I mean, it was really sexually graphic. It's kind of odd.
Describe the picture in the FCC...
No, the picture wasn't graphic at all. Picture wasn't graphic.
What was it of?
The message?
What was the picture?
It was the store, and it just said Marlo. And then my name was written on top.
Okay.
And I'll just say it. And then it said, I want you inside me.
I think that's standard.
And I just think that's odd. Mm. Like, I get it because the show is dumb. It's just kind of
odd. You got to listen to it really for a full decade before you pass judgment.
Then you kind of get the idea. Then you kind of get the idea of what we're doing here.
I don't know. Hey, God bless him.
Yeah, when in doubt, throw in a God bless him and just ideally transition to a new topic. Let's see. I love the sound of the White Rascal in the morning. Where is Doug? Is he filling in for Jamie Allman today? That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit. Hey, Tim, me and a group of eight guys, all without children in our late 20s, are going to be in Chicago next weekend. Would love to have an M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M. Get your boy hole ready? Smooches, that's from Ray Crankford.
Ray
this is hot,
Crankford.
Man. I'm starting to experience what Doug gets to experience.
It's
he
great.
Has the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
You're the plan B, I guess.
I'm the plan B. I'm the crap left over at the bar at 1:30 when the lights are flashing.
Now, am I wrong, though? Because when I first started listening to this show, I moved here in 08. It was always fun and sophomoric. And that's why people like it. But I feel like it wasn't this vulgar and the whole guys liking guys. I feel like
I
that,
have no idea how that happened.
That wasn't
the target there. Of it was, and I have no idea how it happened to him, because this has been going on since the beginning in 2004, was Producer Joe. But Producer Joe does have some tendencies.
Just because he likes soccer, you're going to label him.
He does carve his pubic hair in a landing strip. I mean... If John Wayne did that, I'd go, well, maybe he bottoms in his leisure. I don't know. You know, I bet Jim J. Bullock goes, geez. So that was usually directed toward Producer Joe. For whatever reason, people pivoted off Joe and then started directing it toward Doug.
And Doug blames me for this, by the way. He blames
and
me.
And I really have no idea how it happened.
But now it's the show.
That is a central
theme.
Hey, we're interested in the show in St. Louis. It does really well, even though it's on a 450-watt AM radio station. Take a listen to it. What they do is they make fun of this guy who's been married for 25 years with three adult kids, and they hit on him the whole time. Great. We're interested. Can we move him to New York or L.A.?
I would bang you right now if you let me.
Yep. And you have that.
That's the next big thing for AM Sports Talk Radio, is listeners hitting on one of the hosts.
Hey, it works. That's all you can say.
Caller Adam, my wife put out an APB for you last night. I felt like I was getting cucked like the Dickens.
Would you tell her I said hi?
I will. I bet she's listening. She's a Caller Adam lemming.
My thing, though, is no cucking's going to go on between us because Mike's the only one that gets to bang my wife.
That is Mike Lee?
Yes.
All right. That has been
but anyway, I was just calling because my wife was talking last night. She always says that Jew that you guys got has the best radio voice.
That's an odd way to deliver a compliment, but there it was, the cat.
Well, but that's what she wanted to say. But I had an actual statement. I'm up for a new phone this month. I didn't know what phone I should get.
Get one of those Razors. They're cutting edge.
Flip phone?
Right.
Are you guys, is the barbecue tomorrow? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yep. Where are we having that barbecue?
Francis Park.
No, the one with Tom.
Oh, Tom Salt and Smoke, yeah. Down in Lafayette. What is the address on that? He called in and gave the address yesterday. It's on Sublette.
Yeah. Brown paper ticket.
Yeah.
But anyway, is that kid friendly? Do you guys know anything about that? Is that not sponsored?
It is not sponsored. Tom just wanted to call in and promote it. I would imagine it's kid friendly.
Is Tom there? I can ask him about it.
Guys, Charlie, is Tom from Salt and Smoke here?
Charlie, why don't you pretend you're Tom?
No, hold on. Tom, call me at 636-248-4227.
Boy, I really hope that's your phone number.
Tom, call me or text me at 636-248-4227.
You are okay. Not going to be happy about doing that, if that's really
Don't tell me about anything. You're the one who shaved your head. You have beautiful head of hair. You shaved it. You look like an idiot now.
It'll come back. Oh, shut up.
No, it won't. You looked great. Now you look like crap.
I look fantastic.
Can I put two people on at the same time here? I haven't done this before. All right, I'm going to put Tom. Tom has responded. He was listening. Here you go, caller Adam. Tom, I lost Adam. Plowhawk, damn it. I can't put two people on at the same time.
Oh, well, at our old station, you were able to.
I know. Yeah.
I've never tried this, so I was unaware.
You gave me a
man,
thumbs
I
up.
Lost
Tom, hello.
Adam, you and all of yours are welcome, Adam.
Wow, family how about
friendly.
That?
$5 for the kids.
$5 for the kids, Charlie. $15 all you can eat of salt and smoked brisket.
That's
holy moly.
That could be the greatest bargain in the history of mankind.
I am telling you. What time does this start in the location again, Tom?
I thought I was going to be talking to Adam. Why do I have to talk to you guys?
Oh, no. Now our sponsor.
He's like my spirit animal.
I tried to put him on at the same time, but I lost him. I guess he'll have to call back, and then I'll kind of be the middleman. I'll be like your agent.
Yeah, that'd be good. Just a couple hours of Adam and I talking would be real nice.
You know, a few people posted on the fan page, and I think on Twitter as well, that people would like to have you and Adam do a show. Are you interested in getting out of the restaurant business and into AM Sports Talk Radio?
It's always been a dream. Yeah, I'd say I'm jumping in with both feet, sure.
Nice. Looks like we got another deal done, Charlie. Look at how things get down around here.
Nice.
Yeah, what time is it tomorrow and the location again, Tom?
6 to 10 p.m. 1601 Sublette, just off the hill.
There you go. That does sound like you got $15 all you can eat, and then $5 for the kids. The kids can come.
Congratulations on having the finest brisket in the land.
Oh, thanks, Kat. Yep. I love you.
Thank
I
you,
love
Tom.
You too. See you.
Love
you
me. Bye.
Tom from Salt.
I also love those deviled eggs he brings in too from time to time.
Hey,
Tom?
That's good.
He's gone. I can't put two people on at once.
Charlie, just pretend.
Damn
you're
it.
Tom. Just pretend you're Tom.
Hey, what's
Do you
up?
Guys know his home address?
Charlie.
No.
I think it's 17 Maple Street.
What did he say? Because I was in the middle of calling back. I missed everything he said.
$5 for the kids. The kids are welcome. 1601 Sublette, right there just off the hill on the south side.
He also said you're his spirit animal.
6 to 10 p.m.
Thank you, Charlie.
He's a smoke show. I need to know, though, is that a good area? I have never been down there.
It's a great area.
It's not, like, sketchy?
Great Americans in that area.
Italian Americans.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go then. You guys don't know his phone number?
I think it's 3.
Call me 636-248.
He just called in the radio show.
636-248-4227. Call or text me.
Just
this
call
Adam.
Salt and Smoke. They're in the phone book.
This is me.
Google it.
Okay.
A little frenetic. Caller
Jeez.
Adam.
You guys got to check out this show in St. Louis. They're on a 450-watt AM radio station, and callers call in and give out their phone numbers to sponsors.
Can't put two calls on the air at the same time. They don't have that technology.
What we could do, though, is if somebody called one of our personal cell phones, we could hold it up to the microphone.
All right, give out your number.
I'm good.
It's not a bad idea.
Call in on Charlie's personal number.
It's a 517 number. I don't want you guys to have to pay for long distance.
Guys, I'm sending at caller Adam a picture of my love right now. It's from the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
Well, that's a surprising development.
Yeah, so he's going to be receiving that. Anna Marie said, and first off, she's a caller Adam Lemming, but then secondarily regarding producer Joe's, how he became targeted, it was... because of Brad and Josh, his buddies.
I remember that.
Yeah. That was a talking point for 7 weeks in a row.
Brad and Josh, and then he had a friend named Klaus and a friend named Knuckles.
But, like, and there's so many listeners that they know the history and the origins of these things. I would like, maybe on the fan page, there's always spirited debate. Can somebody nail down the month or the day or the show or the weeks? Like, when did the Doug with the diapers, with the dungeon?
Well, Doug doesn't like the diaper talk.
I know, but when did this start? And
I
why
have no
did
idea.
It start? Because it's usually from a random joke or a random reference on a random Tuesday that ends up being the content of the show for 7 years.
Like Mike Lee was calling in about Brett Hall, and that's how Deke Dotum started.
Yes.
And now there's billboards all over the St. Louis area that say free Dotum. Apparently there's one now at 270 and 70. There's a lot of traffic there. I don't even know if the signal gets there, but we have a billboard of the show there.
I was listening on the way to Cincinnati, and we could listen for, boy, it was like a good 4 minutes.
Yep. And Dan McLaughlin called and left me a voicemail as you guys were driving.
Yeah, Dan's like, let's call Tim. And I was like, Tim's not really one to chat in the middle of the business day. He's got stuff. And he's like, come on, let's do it. And I was like, all right.
I could hear you on the voicemail reluctant in the background. Kind of like Frank at the man and woman press conference.
I don't want to bother you with stuff.
It's fine. Hey, Tim, I was wondering if it's cart path only at Acorns today. Tell them to call me at 314-239-6417. People aren't going to want to sponsor the show now because they're worried that the audience will be contacting them over the air with questions.
You know, I'm thinking back, Marty was sort of mischaracterized. For he was a thrifty Klansman, I think.
That was 100% your work.
A thrifty Klansman?
Yeah.
Marty didn't, you know, like to watch his funds a little bit.
He did, and he was smart. He was smart.
You're smart.
Not like everybody says. I'm smart. I'm not dumb like everybody says.
It's Fredo.
Right before he went, Hail Mary. Come with me, Hail Mary. Gay tendencies. It's America. Can't a guy shave a landing strip, not want to bang girls for arbitrary reasons, and show up to a live remote with a bloody butthole without his sexuality being questioned anymore? I'm tired of it. Wild Whisker Biscuit just shipped the text of the day.
The whole Jill Wagner thing, I didn't know about that.
That's a true story. Were you in that day, the cat?
Yeah, she had eyes for Joe.
She did, and she was dating somebody on the Dallas Stars, and so I guess she didn't want it public, but then like her handler said, yeah, she's interested in going out with him. True story.
And Joe wasn't dating anybody at the time?
No. And I was like, I want to go and live vicariously through you. This was like 2007. God, it's been 10 years, F me.
But Knuckles was going to make a visit to St. Louis, and he
was kind of getting ready for that.
I'm not saying one thing, you know, necessarily depended on the other, but.
And then also, see, I have a terrible memory. Who's the boy that you went to grade school with?
Oh, Billy Simpkins.
Yeah, Billy Simpkins. Like, I feel like for a good 2 years, Billy Simpkins was referenced every morning.
Active.
And until I just said that, when's the last time you guys mentioned Billy Simpkins?
He pops up and will harass me and every now and again on Facebook. Somebody created a picture. I think it's of little Danny Pintaro, who played Jonathan on Who's the Boss.
Mona, Samantha,
wonderful.
Angela.
Judith Light. Charlie, you and I have just been offered a triple date with this guy's wife next week in Chicago.
Wow.
That's the Shrewsbury Seminary student offering up his wife to us. So let me know if you're interested in that.
She's very attractive. Does she have tats on her arm?
Yeah. Looks like the left arm has the beginning of a sleeve tat. Right arm is clean. Most women, it seems to go with one arm. I wonder what that's all about. Thoughts?
Cat?
1-4-8-8-0-0-8.
They want one arm tatted and the other to not have tats.
Gotcha.
Somebody tell Sea Monster that Jill Cassidy is currently active on Twitter. Are you already aware of that? He's already on it. You don't tell the Sea Monster something. He knows before you know.
All of a sudden, some very adult material started scrolling across my Twitter feed.
So. Oh, is that right? She's tweeting out pictures?
She was doing some retweets.
Did she ever come on the show?
No.
You never got her?
No.
How many times did you
at least
billboard
three.
That she
at
was
least,
coming
at
on?
At least three.
Because I was there for a couple of the days.
We were able to land presidential candidate Jill Stein, couldn't get Jill Cassidy. But we were only able to ask Jill Stein two questions because I'm quite certain she had her answers ready before we even asked.
We didn't really discuss that much afterwards. And with all due respect, I was disappointed with that interview.
Were you mad at me?
No. I just thought because you're talking about the non-typical candidate, not the Republican, not the Democrat, and to me it just seemed like the typical politician. It was just talking points, like reading from a piece of paper for like 2.5 minutes at a time.
Where'd you get that from, Sean Hannity?
All I'm saying.
Well, we should have gotten
I was looking forward to it, and she just kept going. I'm like, well, I don't want to interrupt her. You know, I interrupted Glavin a little bit there, but I'm like, I got to get some follow-ups in. I don't know how, but clearly he was happy to talk. When I can tell our interview, when our guest is interested in talking, then I get engaged in the interview. I can tell they're kind of doing cook. I'm like, I'm going to sit over here and eat a protein bar and let Charlie and the cat handle it.
You know how you can tell if a guest is engaged? If they call Doug Jug.
That's the tell.
Who is that?
Barry Switzer. He's a bootlegger's boy. You might.
Do we have that drop handy?
Plow Hawk.
I'll play it for Charlie. It's a great
Plow
one.
Plow Red. Plow Brave.
Because the real stuff is, you just can't beat it.
He called Johnny Manziel an arrogant little prick on our show, and it made its way around the country.
I like the old school coaches and players that don't care about political correctness, and they will still say controversial things that really aren't that controversial, but people make too much of it.
Yeah, because they're bored, and they need to get some clicks. That's all. Well, hey, tomorrow at Busch Stadium, Be the Match. It's going on. It's something that was started up by some St. Louis area baseball writers such as Dan Langosh and Joe Strauss's cohort at the Post-Dispatch, Derek Gould. And part of it is paying tribute to the late, great Joe Strauss. And they did that last night at the NFL Hall of Fame dinner. They paid tribute to Joe Strauss. Jim Thomas tweeted that out. They included him in memoriam video. The idea for this Be the Match drive came out of the media's desire to do something in honor of the memory of Joe Strauss, who passed away from leukemia in December 2015. Be the Match seeks to find donors for patients suffering from leukemia, lymphoma, and other blood cancers. This event's going to be held tomorrow in the area beyond center field at Busch Stadium. It'll begin at 4:15 p.m. when gates open and run until 8:15 p.m., 2 hours into the game. For those without a ticket to that game, they can join the registry by requesting a kit at bethematch.org. They are seeking donors ages 18 to 44, and there's also a great need for our diversity, both ethnically and racially, to meet the needs of those awaiting a donor. Testing to determine a match is easy. A simple cheek swab gets your DNA. Every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer, and 70% of patients do not have a fully matched donor in their family. Be the Match has facilitated more than 74,000 transplants since 1987, but more than 14,000 people are in need of a donor right now. BeTheMatch.org is where you can find out more information. It's tomorrow night, Busch Stadium, starting at 4:15 p.m., going until 8:15 p.m. Be the Match in honor of our late great friend, who I feel like I miss, not just from, because he's like the only guy that I talk to regularly on the phone, which is weird because you said I don't like to talk on the phone, which is true, but for whatever reason, when Strauss and I would talk, we wind up talking for an hour, but just his coverage, it's just missed, it's just a void, and that's not a shot at anybody at all, just how good he was, the credible voice of dissent. We have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week coming up. We have our email of the day coming up, and then we have Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. It'll be the Lion's Choice handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Ryan Kelly is the title sponsor of this award-winning program. I really think I'm going to call Ryan Kelly. Now, the cat, I think I'm at 3.75%, which is a lot lower than you.
Yeah,
you
mine's nine. Better. I got a 9.
No. You want it lower. What? You want it lower. And I think I might see if I can get that thing in the twos that he talks about.
Well, he's a guy. He's the number one mortgage or loan originator in the Midwest for many years running because he is the best at what he does.
That's exactly right. His number is 314-781-9700. You can visit his website, thehomeloanexpert.com. My sources tell me, because Ryan, one of the many reasons why he has been so successful is he tracks. I've seen his spreadsheet of the calls he gets from his different advertising mm-hmm. and then what winds up leading to business and all of that in our audience couldn't be any better. So they do track this, and it does mean quite a bit for the show and, of course, for our sponsors who buy into the show. And then on top of that, Ryan Kelly is the one who bought these free Dotem billboards all over the St. Louis area. That should be reason enough for my money, but on top of it, he does great work. I sent my sister to him when she bought my condo in June. Doug has used him, and I might be on the verge of doing business with Ryan as well. 314-781-9700, 314-781-9700, or online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Yeah, Big Al.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you and yours.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm going to settle this this political thing right now, okay?
All right.
Tim for president.
Cut.
Doug for vice president,
Cut.
Kat for secretary of commerce, and Charlie for Secretary of Agriculture, and that's self-explanatory. But I think that would be a good cabinet. It would bring us all together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be your, like, spokesman.
Right.
You know, I'll be out front taking the heat. You guys run everything through me if you get in trouble, and I'll lie like the press does and say, look over here, and you guys will be doing something bad over there. But
right.
I think I can handle it.
You'll
but,
spin it.
Spin,
yeah, I can spin it like your hairdo, Charlie.
Charlie's got
that
lovely
hair is unbelievable.
God, he does. I'm so jealous
Man.
Of your hair.
I cut it, though.
I know, but can you give me and Timmy the locks? Because we're going to use it.
Yep.
I swept up all the loose hair and put it in a schnooks bag, and I'm going to be auctioning it off.
Nice.
Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to
Big
be
Al
back.
Big Al always works the dais.
Yeah, Timmy don't answer the phone. You don't even try. I text him. Actually, you don't get my number. But, Timmy, I just want to let you know something right off the bat. Anna Marie reached out to me also, and I want to give you a heads up that she said, could I take her drinking and dinner and dancing while you watch porn in Chicago next weekend in the room? Is that okay?
Charlie, do you think this is legitimate? If so, I have to...
Run it by her again. She might have been drunk. I can't remember because I was.
I'll have to text her.
I might have just dreamed it, too. I don't know. But anyway, everybody have a good Friday. Hug one another. Love one another. And, Brawler, you're still messed up. But
wow,
I love
and
you,
after
buddy.
The brawl right at the end. For
wow.
There he is.
Thanks,
Big Al.
Al.
So, I guess I'll be present. The cat, your Secretary of Commerce?
Yeah, I'm going to need a bigger
state.
Job
I guess
that'll
be
man.
The plow red.
I would think Plowsy would be Secretary of Agriculture.
Yeah.
Is that because I like to eat? Was that the implied
yeah,
joke?
Yeah, I didn't get it. He said it was self-explanatory, and yet it wasn't even remotely close. It just wasn't. Hey, Big Al, go jump in a vat of acid.
I like Big Al.
Charlie, did you use a Flo-B? Thanks, Grimy, South County.
I did not. That was like an old infomercial thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Flo-B haircut?
Maybe a reference I would make after
no.
I mentioned the word schematics.
For you, it's always 60s, 70s. Flo-B was more, wasn't that in the
90s?
90s, yeah.
I'd say it's 90s.
Yeah, that's too contemporary.
Hey, you know what? We had a magical week this week, and we're always able to relive that week, courtesy of the great people at Bertarelli Cutlery right there on Marconi on the hill. Bertarelli Cutlery's Cuts of the
Cut
week.
Of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
I'm going to take Charlie's hair on the floor of his Great Clips and weave it into a lovely, lovely lid for myself. I'm going to have a fade.
You could weave it into like a little bib that you can wear at the pig roast.
That's what I'm going to do.
A hair bib.
Yeah. Oh,
what's wrong
God.
With that? What's wrong with that, Doug?
That sounds awful. A hair bib?
Cut two.
So I know the last time we talked, I told you I was going to get my wife a sex toy. And I got her one, but now I think she likes it better than me. What do I do?
Doug?
Well, I guess return it. How about that?
Well, you can't return a used dildo, Doug.
Ah, cut three.
All right, let's just take a Tuesday, for example, Doug. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of 50, 60-year-old couples, maybe a group of 8 to 10. On a son's bat, you got yourself a full stable of whores.
Ah,
wow.
And that's
a more
rough,
aggressive line than I would have taken.
That's an aggressive
Christmas.
Term, but most of the times you'll see them dressed up in little...
What kind of thing was that to say?
Well, it's a fact. You can
it's a good
see
way half, for an employee to describe the clientele.
Well, half of them have bedhead and look like they just rolled out of bed.
Really?
You know
right?
what happened to them the night before. And then
see, I didn't see any of that yesterday,
yeah,
for
see,
the record.
And usually you don't find the solo girl with bedhead. Usually you find that group of 5 to 6 females that went out the night before, whether it be bachelorette party, etc., and you could tell they had a good night.
Cut four.
I really enjoyed this interview. I felt like we were on our game. How do you feel?
I mean, I don't know. I felt like there was a little bit of pauses between questions, and I could just imagine the three of you guys sitting there like, okay, no, it's your turn. Why am I ready? No,
I say, it's funny you say that.
Do something.
No, it's funny you say that. Because literally, when I asked the Chris Sale question, Doug, I thought Doug was going to ask a question.
My IFB went out, right?
Yeah,
I didn't hear what he
Doug
said.
Doug had an earpiece issue, so I all of a sudden just, whatever was
Doug
in my
like
head.
Doug was pounding a donut. And,
right.
No,
I'm not
sure.
Donut.
So I just had to blurt out something, and Chris Sale was on my mind. But thank you for appeasing me.
That's why you're award-winning, guys.
Cut five.
Doug, look, there's a cockroach struggling for its life right behind you.
Oh, it's on its back. I'll put him on.
Yeah, it's bottoming. Yeah. That's a bottoming cockroach, sir.
Wait, why couldn't he just put them in a piece of paper? right. And then you're going to leave the carcass there.
Well, yeah, I don't have anything to pick them up with.
Cut six.
What's with AM sports radio talk shows not talking about sports? Talk about sports. I want to hear about Fernando Tatis. The guy hit two grand slams in one inning.
Cut seven.
Oh, yeah, we got a cuck situation on Ray Donovan. You can take a listen now.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
Ray, meet Prince Johnson, the Black Python.
Oh.
Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Come here. Ray, 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 Ray. Look.
What's he looking at?
Oh. Oh, God. That's hot. I'm a cuckold.
Come on.
And I love it.
Why do we play that?
It's sort of like Plowsy is our cuckold correspondent, sort of. Like,
yeah, we have a wrestling correspondent, a cuck correspondent. What a wonderful week. We even went back to last Thursday at Hot Shots with, I believe that was Cucky the Dwarf, who won the hot take competition.
Oh, there was a hot take competition.
There was. And Cucky the Dwarf just got up on a chair in a half shirt and cut off jean shorts and scolded us for not talking sports on Sports Talk Radio.
That was the Fernando Tatis part?
That's correct.
That was good. I was wondering who that was. Yeah,
Cucky the Dwarf, one of the best.
He
got
is.
Us the Blues to the got the Blues to the Western Conference Finals.
Right? Again, I try not to be biased. I know there's a huge bias in the media.
Right. Where'd you get that from, Sean Hannity?
Yeah, yeah. But for my money, Cucky, he really brings a lot to the table. You have to respect his game across all platforms. His drop there, his emails. He comes here in person with the shirts.
Yeah,
he's kind of all purpose.
Yeah, he may be. You know, we're more than halfway through now, 2016, and what a year it's been for the Ryan Kelly Morning After. He might be our 2016 MVP.
What if you did this? The listeners would love this. From now on, and maybe you can start now, like every month or every year, you could do TMA Listener of the Year. MVP.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, they would get into that. They would compete for it.
See, I see it. It's a good idea, but I would call it the Ryan Kelly Morning After Listener Pageant.
Oh, my God. That way we
can. And then one person a month wins, and they're automatically in the pageant finals. And then you do a remote.
12.
And it could be males, could be females. And we have them, like, do a little talent competition.
Wow. Kind of like the Jim Rome
smack off. Only this is a pageant.
Right.
This isn't a smack-off. This is where they could wear swimsuits, do a little talent thing. Maybe there's a question.
I kind of like that. I have to tell you something. I kind of like this idea.
The listener pageant. The 2016 Ryan Kelly Morning After Listener Pageant.
Now, some of these people, such as Plops, does not want to be known. I've had a lot of people ask me, who's Misty Plops? I'm like, I don't know who Misty Plops is. But then there are some people, such as Cucky. He's out in the open. I mean, he's out here protesting, you know, in front of the corn on Hampton Avenue.
Have you ever met Misty Plops?
No, that's what I'm saying. Ray King, he's proud of being Ray King, even with after the Maddie Mock thing.
Yeah, most of the listeners, we see him out and about.
But Misty Plops is the elusive Misty Plops. Think about it. Hey, Plowhawk, can you tell the listeners about the Post Sports Bar and Grill? I might get some of that this weekend, too. God, I like those wings and their fries are so good.
Yeah, since I'm almost mathematically eliminated from the baseball fantasy. Yeah,
in our league?
I'm looking rough. Lost three in a row.
No, you're right there. Aren't you in like seventh
All
place?
Of you whores are chasing me for second place.
Agree.
That's true. But
You actually acknowledge that now.
Are you serious? Your team's way better than everybody else's. But,
oh, all right. Well, good for you.
But let's be real. How often
I keep
in fantasy,
it real dirty.
Baseball, and football
hey, I
does
know
the
that,
regular
baby.
Season winner, usually like all your players are going to get in a slump. And it's just going to be a bad
day. That happened last week. The non-gay got me again. That damn non-gay. We never hear from the non-gay.
Listen, I respect game. Your team, it's like what Bill Parcells said. You are what your record is. Tim, your team is four games better than everybody else. I respect that.
God bless you, sir. God
reason I bring you. It up is because the Post is your fantasy sports headquarters, and obviously football and hockey. I'm a huge hockey fan, and you can do both those drafts at the Post. They are teaming up with Draft Night for premium draft experience. Book your fantasy season tickets online today. The benefits of this, obviously, are simple. Electronic draft boards, mobile draft app, free draft hostesses, and commissioner and champion kit. In-season pizza party, along with Inside STL listener, get a promo code DRAFTPOST for $20 off. And don't forget the Cardinal specials, obviously 20% off your bill when you show Cardinal stub to that said game.
Said
visit,
game.
Yeah, that, I like the said word a lot, actually, if you haven't noticed. Visit their location, two of them, one on Manchester and Maplewood, and their new location in Creve-Coeur at Olive and Old Ballast. Go to visit them online at thepostsportsbar.com. Stay posted, my friends.
There he is, the Postmaster General, the Plowhawk. Plowhawk, you're a game out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm trending downward.
Are you?
Very much so. Okay. I mean, I'm with the last place guy, and we're battling.
But here's why I enjoy this fantasy baseball league much more than last year.
It has
year.
Been active. You're right.
Because everybody's trying. Last year, like, you know, around end of July, August, you had teams that didn't care. They weren't even updating their lineup. They're playing players that were on the disabled list 60 days ago. This year, everybody's trying, yeah. And you have to compete every week to win, and it makes it more enjoyable.
And I think it's a thrill for people to go up against somebody like me with a team as dominant as me, because any given week, and so you want to be ready when the Southside Seaman shows up in your ballpark.
No question about it, Tim.
All I want is when you play Club Flip in fantasy, I want you to know that you have to play a hard nine.
I do. I respect
me.
Your club.
To beat me. That's
I respect
all I'm saying.
Your club.
That's all I'm
Matt
saying.
Carpenter's off the DL today. That helps the Southside Seaman. And the St. Louis Cardinals, but more people are interested, of course, in the Southside
sure.
Seaman. I wonder if I made Southside Seaman jerseys or shirzies, if we could sell those. You think the Lemmings would buy those?
All I know is that it's been my experience that when a media member who plays fantasy sports goes and tells a professional athlete about how important he is to that media person's fantasy team, they really appreciate it. And so maybe you should drop by the ballpark today and welcome Matt back personally.
It was awkward for me this year with Stephen Piscotty. Because I traded for him.
Uh-huh.
I traded Noah Syndergaard straight up.
Mm.
But then I flipped Piscotty and Garrett Cole in a nice package deal with Plowsy, and I got Nelson Cruz and Juris Familia back. So now I feel like I can talk with Stephen Piscotty. I don't have as much.
There was tension before.
Yeah, I don't have a vested interest anymore.
I really. Piscotty was an afterthought in that trade. If you can, I really wanted Garrett Cole. My pitching was weak, and he actually had given me a couple quality starts. So in the end, I think the trade worked out well for me because pitching was my Achilles heel, not bats.
I agree. I also threw in Papelbon knowing that they were going to upgrade in closer and that he would have no value. So thank you for not reading up on the trade talk.
Charlie, here's another woman that's been offered up to us. This is wonderful.
Well, I'm a happily engaged man, but thank you for the offer.
That's from Billiken Butt Play, and if I'm not mistaken, that was the name of Doug's son's wiffle ball team in the wiffle ball tournament. I'm pretty certain of that. Can anybody confirm that? It seems like something the Plowhawk might know. It was Billiken Butt Play.
It's ironic. Right. It's an ironic twist.
Because, of course, they go to the University of Missouri. That's why. Hey, you know what we got now is this email today. Let's do it. This is unbelievable. Giving away a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets for next Tuesday's game against the Reds. That's August 9th. You and me, Russ. You'll get a mini bobblehead of Aaron Miles. People have been waiting for that. You could get upgraded to the VIP Bash, which includes an autograph session. VIP event starts 2 hours before game time. Sup, Brother Manchild, I see you. So, another happy hour invite has been revoked. Brother Butler on the fan page didn't learn from SIWW. Anybody know what that stands for?
Nope, not interested in even thinking about it, though.
And he done effed with Sister Becky. And we just won't stand for that. I mean, really, the dude is defending George Zimmerman, and he defends Sandusky. How about that Joe Paterno? We going to bring that whole deal back? Anyway, wanted to discuss the M. Rushy of sappy Ben Affleck movies. I'll go Chasing Amy, Jersey Girl, Jilly, and Pearl Harbor with that dreamy Josh Hartnett. Do good, avoid evil, Barnhart Brawl.
Now, that's best Affleck movies? Is that what he said?
Mount Rushmore of sappy Ben Affleck movies.
Okay.
I didn't see any of the top three. I did see Pearl Harbor.
Finger Cuffs.
Chasing Amy.
Joey Lauren Adams. Whatever happened to Joey Lauren Adams? I feel like Iggy ought to do an audio postcard with her.
Yeah, she
was. What, got her booked next week, Seamus?
No, I have an update from caller Adam. Apparently, that really was his number that he gave out, and he says that he's received 37 texts so far.
Nice. Please show us your text inbox. I would be interested to see what
people
are texting.
Probably post that on the fan page. This is from Kevin Shipp.
Of course.
I am ready for my hot take now. I hope you guys are, too. I have been heating up for weeks, and I am ready to combust all over the tissue paper, if you know what I mean. Haha. I have to hold the Cardinals ticket takers accountable. You guys won't, you won't, so someone has to, huh? I'm reading this, by the way. When you hear Haas, they're in the email. I went to the game with my son last week, and we had one ticket. I read online, kids got in free. I was giving my son a piggyback ride when we got to the gate, and this lovely, frail old woman got lippy and said we needed two tickets. I got angry, and my son began to weep. "Why are you doing this to us?" I screamed. "Is it because we're Lithuanian?" She held her ground. "Well, your son appears to be in his mid-40s, and he smells like he may have... There'd be fecal matter all over him." Charlie, sometimes I edit on the fly.
Yeah, let's just move on to the next one.
"What a power hungry. I bought another ticket, but to prove my point, my son sat on my lap the whole game. Take that, Mildred." Hi, I was just kidding. I made that story up. Go Redbirds, Kevin Shipp.
I do like his style. He just needs to clean it up a little bit, tighten it up, and you're going to win. I'm telling you, this kid, he's good.
You recognize talent in Kevin
Shipp? He's like a raw prospect. He needs a little bit of fine-tuning.
What, triple-A, double-A? What would you say?
Right now, he's trending towards a September call-up.
Yeah, I see it. He's the Luke Weaver of emails. Morning, boys. Tim, upon trying to friend you on FaceBat this morning, I was disappointed to discover you've reached your friend limit. Naturally, I searched for your second, third, fourth, or even fifth Facebook profile in hopes of friending you there, but was apoplectic to discover none. My only assumption is that you've taken to using a pseudonym to prevent other lemmings overrunning your inbox. I'll just go ahead and assume the profiles titled Boy Pig Entertainment and Twinks, Trannies, and Shemales Who Love Bears are you, since Doug is a member of both. Friend request incoming. Yours truly, Dave from Narth Webster.
Narth Webster,
Dave. Have I reached? So if you have 5,000 friends, people can't friend request you? Is that what's going on?
I think you have to get a fan page.
You
right?
have a fan page, right?
I do have a
I know you didn't create it for yourself. Page. You had to do it to everybody at the station. I got that. I want to make sure I make that clear to the listeners.
So if you become a big deal, you get a fan page? Is that how it works?
You know, I've tried to engage people on the Fox 2 fan page. I don't get a lot of feedback. I get more feedback just on my normal Facebook
right.
page.
Morn, some say the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, but I disagree. I believe that the best part of waking up is peeing down the small of my gentleman lover's back while he fries off the tank lid. Hashtag think about it. Tunnels 12,000.
We're not thinking about it.
All right, a little. So disgusting.
Tunnels.
Let's see what I got here.
I thought yesterday's batch of emails was really good.
Yeah, they really ratcheted it up. Mm-hmm. It was a rainy Friday morning in the STL as the morning after crew readied themselves to waste 3 more hours of their lives. Suspensions from the show, which seemed to hold no merit at all, were scarce as the married father of 3 was not present to receive sexual advances from South County Hoosier Boys. As the morning progressed, we were given valuable information on how to smuggle drugs, insight on the Fox News agenda, and a shameless plea to listen more than once. All 3 hosts were happy with the ear garbage they bestowed upon the community, as they knew the careers they chosen were simply a means to the end of their lives. Thanks, Sandy Crook.
Crook.
It's not very upbeat, but...
Yeah, but truthful.
It does ring a little bit.
Hey, guys, been a minute. Haven't listened in a while, because, well, you know, the show kind of sucks. Anywho, Tim, you can play golf at the country club I work at any Monday. Chuck, you can have your wedding there if you want, and Kat, no disrespect, but unfortunately not allowed to be there. No disrespect, of course. No real reason. Don't ask questions. Just be cool. Good talk, Russ. Good talk. Not the happy days. Potsy.
Potsy.
Crooked little brawler. I see you driving by and your Prius taking shots. So you think the SEMO is Hoosier? This is coming from someone who grew up in the Deliverance of Jeffco. Were you the little boy sitting in the tree picking that banjo? Anywho, enjoy your methed up population of 5,700 while I travel across town to watch a college football game in a stadium holding 11,500. Nice try, but you're still just a whiny little backwoods Barbie. Hope you get arthritis from your keyboard sniping. When you vote for emails, gentlemen, use your conscience. Not conscience, but conscious. Yeah. I wonder if there's a meaning to that. Get coy. Get bulged, babes. SEMO alum. Hashtag I'm with Doug.
Wow.
Boy, SEMO. The Barnhart Brawler and SEMO alum. The Barnhart Brawler and Bobby Bestel. The Barnhart Brawler and Doug.
Are they legit enemies, though? Or is this for the show?
I think... for certain, based on what I experienced on the former fan page, the Barnhart Brawler and Bobby Bestel were sideways.
What about SEMO alum, though? He seems like a good guy. He's just like very sarcastic.
I don't know. He comes and goes on the fan page, so I don't know what's going on. Was this one good? The Plowhawk just
It was all right. It was about Doug and
oh, so that.
How the origin of Doug being the sex object.
You want to read it, baby?
You talked about it now for 40 seconds. It would have taken you 20 to read it.
Hey guys, someone told me Charlie was bringing up the genesis of Hot Doug Talk. I checked my records, and unfortunately it looks like on April 20th of 2010, I proposed to Doug. I strapped him to a vibrating bed in a cheap motel and gave him a choice of... Yeah, I'm not going to read the rest. Okay. It's not that good.
Okay, good enough.
And finally, hey guys, this might sound strange, but hear me out. So I knew Charlie was going to fill in today, so I waited outside his place in Brentsbat, Vilsbin for him to go to work. I snuck in and grabbed the Schnooks bag with his former flowing locks. I know he wanted to sell them, but I was going to glue them to my head, face, and pelvis. Long story, but anyway, halfway through my heist, me tummy starts a rumbling. I sit down to unload some... Again, another word that I have to... And when I finish, I realize the Marlowe's are fresh out of TP. Which brings me to my question. Do I use my left hand and scrape, which would probably be like trying... Mm. Yep. Yep.
Weirdly, that was one of the better emails of this morning. Who was that?
KG in O-Town, who's a Hall of Famer.
I like KG.
That's what we have for the email today. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady.
I thought they were all awful. Okay. But I did write one down, Sandy Crook.
I thought they were really bad as well. Even though I like the brawler, I thought the SEMO alums email was good.
Wow.
I think KG and O-Town's was the best, though.
I thought Kevin Shipp was by far the best, and I'm surprised that I didn't clinch it with my vote. So I go to the Speaker of the House.
I had one name written down, though, Kevin Shipp.
There it is.
You had no names written down. You had no names written down.
You don't even have a pencil. You don't have a pencil or a pen.
Outside with his one hitter when we read him.
You have no writing utensil in your hand.
He's turning a little red now.
That's the old plow hawk. Hey, that Lou Fest is coming up just a little more than a month away, and the Independent Tire Dealers are our sponsor on our Lou Fest promotion inside STL.com, partnering with Lou Fest to provide an exclusive experience for listeners presented by the Independent Tire Dealers at ITDroll.com. Dedicated bathrooms, a lounge area with outdoor TV, streaming the show, and sporting events, private cash bar, yard games. You can get your tickets, which are the same cost as Lou Fest tickets, except you get all of that, through InsideSTL.com by entering the password FREEDOTEM. And guess what? I'm going to be there. That is what we call implied value. Now, I won't talk to you. I won't talk to you, but you'll be able to see me, assuming somebody 5'10 isn't in my way. So that is on September 10th and September 11th. InsideSTL.com. Enter the promo code FREEDOTEM when you go to buy them. And you can do that. Plus, you can get your Lemmings t-shirts and look just like Matt the Bat Holiday on InsideSTL.com. The Yankee blue, Charlie.
Can I get one or do I have to pay for it?
No, right there back in the office.
Oh, nice.
Do I not have to pay you for coming in today, though?
We'll talk after the show. Nice.
Matt the Bat has one.
Yep, exactly. Do you want the Royal blue or the Yankee blue?
You want the Matt the Bat.
I want the one that Matt Holliday has.
Of course, the Royal blue. All right, time for us to shut it down. Lion's Choice famous roast beef hand off to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box, except the rising stars. Not rising faster than the writer's block. You have to say that.
You have to because they get very upset.
Right. But the rising stars. We are live. Travis Terrell and Chris Denman, also known as
they're
the
Wolf. Blowing up, is what they're doing. Yeah. Not so much the writer's block, but the
right. Of course.
We are live.
Oh, now I'm going to hear about it. They're up next. They're filling in for Frank, Travis, and Chris coming up here on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and inside STL.com for Matt, for the Plowhawk, for Matt, our intern, for my brother Kevin, for the Seamaster, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Charlie Marlowe, and for Douglas Alvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.